With reporting from around the world, it's time for Eye on Travel with America's number one frontline travel news journalist, Peter Greenberg. And now, the man who travels over 400,000 miles each year, Peter Greenberg.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to make 400,000 miles this year, but I did travel here. That's right. If you're just joining us, let me tell you where here is. Get out your maps, boys and girls. 33 degrees, 11 minutes north, 117 degrees, 22 minutes west. We're coming to you from Oceanside, California. And, of course, you can always reach me at petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. Such a great idea to get west of New York for a change, taking my second plane trip in 6 months. I mean, how bizarre and absurd is that? But we did it. I'm not frothing at the mouth or glowing in the dark, so we'll be flying back to New York when we're done with the show, but happy to be here on the West Coast and on the Pacific Ocean. And Oceanside itself, I've always been coming to Oceanside. It's the third largest city in San Diego County, totally manageable, right on the beach, of course. You can get down here on the Surfliner, which, of course, is the Amtrak train between Los Angeles and San Diego. You can drive it. I've even come down by boat. And what a perfect time of the year to be here. The beaches are open. The restaurants are open. Of course, thanks to COVID-19, the bars are not. So it's sort of a BYO world. But you know what? You can just get drunk on the sunset. Oh, my God, did I actually say that? How pathetic of me. Okay, forgetting that, I said you could reach me at peter@petergreenberg.com. So let's go right to your calls. Oh, I've got Kimberly on the phone from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Hello, Kimberly.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How can I help you?
Okay, so I've been to England a lot over the past 3.5 years, and I stay usually at least a month or so. And I usually plan well in advance, buy my tickets in advance. I get my medical evacuation, repatriation insurance, because you've taught me well. What I'd like to know is, I know as an American right now, because of the current travel rules, I have to quarantine for 2 weeks. That's fine. I'm covered there. I waited this long to book my ticket because I wanted to see if the US-UK rules were going to change, if I wasn't going to be allowed to go, or if the airlines were going to change their change fee rule. Most of them haven't, as it looks right now. What do I do now? What should I do? Is there anything left to do before I book my flight?
Okay, when do you want to go, actually?
Middle to end of October of this year.
Well, here's the good news. I mean, as a consumer, I'm going to give you good news. For an airline, it's not good news. The airline future bookings from September through the end of this year are dismal, to say the least, or to say the most, which means that the law of supply and demand is going to work in your favor. I would wait at least another 30 days before booking the ticket, because the airlines haven't been able to adjust their algorithms in their computer systems to figure out year-over-year patterns, because this entire year has been disruptive. So wait another 30 days, so you'll be about a month ahead of your October trip, and then book the ticket. Now, the quarantine rules may change by November, but they're probably not going to change by October, which means your flight is probably going to operate and not cancel, because there is enough traffic over the North Atlantic right now to justify the flights. So bottom line is, as long as you're not going to have a problem with that quarantine rule, you're still going to go. And there you have it.
Great. That's awesome.
Okay.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You got it, Kimberly. Let me know what happens.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much. Let's go to Douglas on the phone. Where are you, Douglas?
Hey, Peter, this is Doug. I'm in Ponte Beach, Florida. Our nearest airport is Jacksonville International.
Gotcha. How can I help you?
Well, back in January, I bought 2 tickets to Madrid on Delta via Atlanta, departing in May, about $3,600 for premium Delta comfort seats. And then in late March, Delta canceled this flight, but they didn't bother to inform me. I just happened to check a few weeks later, and I found out that it was canceled, so I applied for a refund online, but I couldn't get a refund online. I had to make a phone call. And so I did make the phone call. I waited 36 minutes before I finally talked to someone. And since I stuck with her, I finally got my refund. Now, hoping to postpone the trip till September when COVID had died down, I booked the same flights again on Delta. But again, they changed the flight this time without notifying me. And they had me going two stops with only 45 minutes layover at each stop. And on international flights, that's just too risky. The possibility of even a slight delay would mean you wouldn't go or your luggage wouldn't go. So I canceled that flight, and I couldn't get a refund since I canceled it, only a credit. So now Delta has $3,200 of my money that I can only use with them.
Okay,
now,
so let me help you out here.
Sure.
Delta then, when Delta, for the second flight that you booked, they changed your flight, right? They did.
They did.
Okay. If they changed your flight, that means they canceled your first flight. And under the DOT rules, of course you were qualified for a refund.
Well, they said I wasn't. And so...
Well, I'm telling you are. So here's the deal. Here's the deal. You need to call them back up on the phone, get their first and last name and their title, basically follow it up with an email, and explain to them exactly what you told me. Anytime an airline moves you to another flight, what have they done? They have effectively canceled your initial flight. And under the DOT rules, you are entitled to a full refund back to the original form of payment, even if you bought a non-refundable ticket. So you're well within your rights. At this point, you need to follow it up in writing. You need to copy me, peter@petergreenberg.com, and I'll make you a bet you're going to get your refund.
Okay, I'll give it a try.
Yeah, you got to do that, okay? And Doug, let me know what happens.
Okay, will do. Thank you.
Anytime. Remember, guys, I say this every week, and I'm going to continue to say it. The airlines have not done a great job of being proactive and notifying you of anything. And it may not be their fault in some cases. They've just been inundated with so many changes on things that they couldn't control either. But whether they can control it or not doesn't take them off the hook under the DOT rules. So anytime, and by the way, this has nothing to do with the pandemic. This is pre-pandemic and when we're finished with the pandemic. Anytime if you're on an 8 o'clock flight, and then all of a sudden the airline says, oh, we canceled that flight, we're moving to a 10 o'clock flight. Yeah, they canceled that 8 o'clock flight. You qualify for the refund if you want it. Because in many cases, especially as we're entering October now, with the airlines getting smaller and making nonstop flights almost impossible in many markets, they may put you on 7 different flights to get to a destination you could have gone to 8 months ago nonstop. And in doing so, that may not have been what you had in mind. But in doing so, they canceled your flight. And therefore, they're liable, they're responsible for giving you that full refund. Are they going to volunteer that information to you? Probably not, because the airlines are desperate to preserve cash. Remember, as I'm speaking right now, the airline that Doug was talking about, Delta, is still losing $27 million a day. So they're not going to pick up the phone and say, hey, let's call Doug and write him a check. But guess what? I just did. So remember what I said, okay? When we come back, we're going to be talking to Riyadh in Saudi Arabia and an update on the world travel scene, COVID-19 on steroids. Stay with us.
Your flight might be late, but we're on time. Eye on Travel will be right back. With reporting from around the world, it's time for Eye on Travel with America's number one frontline travel news journalist, Peter Greenberg. And now, from the Sokolov Law home studios in New York and around the world, the man who travels over 400,000 miles each year, Peter Greenberg.
And welcome back to Eye on Travel. If you're just joining us, let me tell you where we are. Get out those maps, boys and girls. 33 degrees, 11 minutes north, 117 degrees, 22 minutes west. We're coming to you from Oceanside, California, the third largest city in San Diego County. Lots of history here. I've been coming here since I was 21. And, of course, you can always reach me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We'll solve it right here on the air. In fact, let's go right to the phones. I've got Julie on the phone from Hartford, Connecticut. Hey, Julie.
How are you, Peter? Thank you for
taking my
call.
Good. How can I help you? You got it.
I need your advice before I book a trip to Italy for next spring. I own a home in northern Italy on Lake Garda, and I visit
twice. Are you taking me? Are you taking me?
You're welcome to come. You are welcome to come. Okay, well, I was scheduled to visit twice a year, as I said. I was scheduled to depart in April and then again now in August, and both of my flights into Italy, of course, were canceled. I always fly Lufthansa because I fly into Verona because it's most convenient. 100% of both of my trips were refunded by Lufthansa.
Good for you.
So what I'm doing is I go to the website every day and, you know, look to see if they're adjusting the flights. My question to you is, should I book now because I've got a price that's about 20% higher than normally? And I understand that. But I'm wondering if I wait for the normal 6 months before rule, which would be November, they might be down to, you know, what I'd rather pay.
I can answer that right now. I can answer that right now. The reason why that fare is higher now is because simply the airlines have figured it out that the people who are flying are the people who have to fly. So there's no need to discount anything. But as we begin to emerge from COVID-19, hopefully, and the law of supply and demand kicks in, they're going to need to stimulate traffic and generate traffic, and those fares will come down. So my advice to you is wait.
That sounds good. But there's a second part of my question.
Uh-oh.
Hartford is difficult. I normally drive to Boston to leave. But what I'm realizing with the flights that I'm looking at, that it's just as economical for me to drive to fly right here out of Hartford. But the Hartford flight would go to Montreal. And I read on your website that you had said that Canada does not honor the same rules that the United States or even Lufthansa honors.
You know, and what? Here's the deal. You're right. Here's what's going on. I can smell what's happening. For you to fly from Hartford to Montreal would be on a Lufthansa partner airline, otherwise known as Air Canada, if I had to guess.
It is.
I knew it. And that's exactly what you don't want to do. Air Canada has not been playing straight. They have not been playing by the rules. And should your flight not operate, you're not going to get a refund. They're going to give you a voucher. And that's not what you want. So my advice is stay on Lufthansa or stay on any other airline flying from the United States, even if you're connecting, except Air Canada, because they have made a point of not performing under the U.S. DOT rules, and that case is now in court. So I hope that was clear enough.
That is what I needed to hear.
You got it. Julie, let me know what happens, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. Hey, we're going to go to Rock Falls, Illinois, and John on the phone. Hey, John, how can I help you?
Good, Peter. Thanks for calling. Let me call you again. I got a question. You were talking about American Airlines dropping 30 departure cities. We have tickets on December 25th from Moline, Illinois, to Dallas-Fort Worth, and continuing on to Zihuatanejo, Mexico, on December 26th. If American cancels out of Moline, do they owe me anything other than just a standard refund?
Well, interestingly enough, the official answer is no, they don't. And it may not surprise you to learn that of the 30 cities that Americans consider dropping, Moline happens to be one.
Yeah.
And so that's the bad news. And most of those cancellations, unless the airlines get totally bailed out again, by Congress, and, you know, we're talking about that, you know, earlier in the show, those cancellations on those routes are going to happen as early as October 7th, which is way before your departure date of December 25th.
Okay. Well, I was hoping you had better news for me, but I understand.
Listen, you know what? I hope I had better news for you, too, but when you're dealing with secondary cities in this economic environment, Moline will be one of many, not just on American Airlines routes, but on Delta and United. And it's not going to be pretty. You know, the whole idea of you having to drive from Moline to get to, let's say, Chicago in order to make a connection sort of like not only adds time to your trip, it adds a lot of money. What I would do, obviously, I hope you're paying with a credit card so that you have some recourse if they do cancel. You know, it's one thing if they cancel a flight. If they cancel an entire city and that's the only service that they had from Moline and it's American Airlines, doubtful they're going to get you out of there because they don't have a plan B. So my idea right now is if you want to pay for it, you pay for it a credit card. If they do drop Moline, at least you're going to get your money back. I want you to let me know what happens, okay?
All right. Thank you very much for taking the time.
You got it, John. Fingers crossed, okay?
I enjoy listening to your show every week.
Hey, and I enjoy listening to you too, John. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You got it. You know, John's not going to be alone in this. You know, I will list on our website next week, that's petergreenberg.com, the cities that American has already announced they're gonna drop on October 7th. And that ranges from New Haven, Connecticut, to Roswell, New Mexico, to Springfield, Illinois, another Illinois city, and many others. And it's not pretty. Now, some people are arguing that American made that announcement now to pressure Congress to bail them out. There's some validity to that claim, but we don't know what's going to happen. We talked earlier in the show, as you know, to Sarah Nelson, who's the head of the Flight Attendants Union, and everybody there is lobbying to try to keep everybody's jobs, but in doing so, to also keep the routes that are affecting John, many of you. So bottom line is, get ready. It's not going to be pretty. October 1 is going to be a very dark day in the travel industry, because remember, when you lose airlift, the revenue that goes to hotels, that revenue that goes to convention centers, revenues that go to restaurants, revenue that goes to taxi drivers and limo drivers and tour guides, it doesn't just start there. It doesn't just stop there. It continues. And it's just been terrible. So, listen, I'm all in favor of every city getting service. And let's just hope that the American claim about dropping 30 cities is just a bluff. I hope. Back with more right after this.
Your flight might be late, but we're on time. Eye on Travel will be right back.